Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Juvo Hub, episode 35. We have a returning guest with us, Kathy Woodard from Harbor Group Management. We cannot wait to get into a follow-up conversation with her. But before we jump into that and introduce her, Mark and I, as always, have just a quick tip to share with our fabulous, wonderful audience. Mark, how from How Creative Concepts, what do you have for us today?
I have a good tip, I think. I think it's a good tip. It kind of goes along in the vein of emotional intelligence. So, you know, I hope this is helpful, but I liked it because I've had to tell myself this several times in my career. But this quote, it says, in the end, only three things matter: how much you loved, how gently you lived, and how gracefully you let things go that weren't meant for you. I love that tip because I think in business, especially in our industry, we have this idea, this notion of what we think we're going to be good at, or where we think we're going to go, or what our path might be for us, what we have determined what it's going to be. And as we know, life and others have different plans for us. And so they can change that in a dime. You know, is that the right, in a dime or with a dime?
On a dime, yeah, in a dime, all so those dimes.
That's in a minute, yes, in a minute, in a second, actually. And so what I love is, if anything about that tip, it's about understanding when something isn't truly meant for you. When your path changes in your career, embrace it, accept it. I've always told myself that it's just an opportunity for a new adventure. No matter if you were saddened by the loss of what you're leaving or a disappointment about an organization or person, it wasn't meant for you. And there is a better plan out there. There's a different plan out there. It's a new adventure. So that's my tip.
I love it. I love it. Very, very, very awesome. Thank you so much. So my tip is not deep at all. It's we got it. For those who are on the video, I always have to put the nerd glasses on. You know, these aren't fake, guys, by the way. I'm old enough now to have reading glasses.
Me too.
Yeah. So just a tech tip. I still see some people who are trying to record content out there. And it's awesome. Keep up. It's very simple to do. Mark and I have often talked about like micro learning, but just some quick tech tips related to your equipment. I do not recommend, unless you have a very, very expensive laptop, most laptops default microphone and camera don't typically cut it. So even in this setup, I know you can't see it. Maybe I'll send a picture out. You know, I've got a studio microphone in front of me. I got a professional camera on the other side of my laptop. And here I am. I'm in a conference room in a co-working space that I now am a member of, which is awesome. Post-COVID, you know, back out in that kind of space. So easy tip. It doesn't cost much. You can get a studio mic for like $50, $60. You can get a really good webcam for, you know, between $70 and $150. And it completely changes what you are doing. So here we are, we're producing a podcast, just a little extra money spent, and we're creating some content that just takes that audio and video to another level. So that's my tech tip for this week, episode 35. So thank you, Mark, for your tip. So let's get into our show. Kathy Woodard, how are you? Good to see you again.
Good to see you, both of you.
Yeah,
nice. Excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you back. So you are with the Harbor Group Management, and you have your own property management support company, and your website is mrsgamechanger.fun. That is cool. I love someone who is breaking the mold from .coms and moving on to something that's just a little bit more creative. Fantastic. So mrsgamechanger.fun. You need to check that out. So you are a repeat. You were on the show last year, episode 9. We talked about maintenance training, connecting with the real world. And at the time you were working on the industry partner side, and now you're with Harbor Group Management. So we turn it to you. What's it been like? How are things
going? A year ago at the time, I was working as the director of multifamily division at an HVAC company. I was going to school. to get my HVAC training license, to become a person that can teach. And I'm still working on that, but I am an EPA proctor and I'm really proud of that. Nice. And I woke up one day, you know, and realized I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I mean, I have spent so much time on education within the multifamily industry. I'm CAP certified, CAM certified. I teach those classes. I'm an NAA EI faculty member. It wasn't where I was supposed to be.
Right.
And then I met Kristen Carnes and landed this amazing job with this company culture, which Mark and I talk about continuously, that was all about people and, you know, and your staff and serving others. And I realized it was time for me to come back on site and come home. So that's what I did. And I've been happy ever since.
I love that.
And I love what you just talked about, your tip, Mark, that, you know, we find ourselves in places, you know, that we're thinking we're going one way and we are actually ending up somewhere else. But, you know, it's better to be flexible and not fight against, you know, I never know what he's doing, but it's always good. And sometimes you just need to, you know, let things happen. I know that as a vendor, I was out for 2 years, and as a vendor, I miss the property management side of it. I miss the residents. I throw amazing parties and I really enjoy that. So I missed it.
Yeah. It's so interesting and fun to see that you've been able to pivot and go back into different roles that you love. And I think that your passion will always take you in the right place. Like I never fear that my passion will lead me astray. And so I know if you are anything, honey, you are very passionate. So about what you do, so I'm fascinated for us to get into our topic about, you know, what has changed, because look, I like you, I spent almost 8 years on the vendor side and then went back onto the OM side. And even in that time frame, things had changed. Corporate America had changed. And you are coming back after a very stressful time of a pandemic and the world at arms. And look, it's not just the pandemic anymore, right? It's about all these different types of social issues that are happening. And life is different out on site 2021. So tell us.
Yes, I'm happy to. Again, a year ago at this time, working as a vendor, I had time on my hands. I was doing a lot of public speaking and doing a lot of motivational power hours. And and I had a group of managers all over the country, and they would call me almost every day. And it was almost like clockwork, Jonathan. Like, you know, 7 o'clock, I'm in my car and, you know, I'm getting the call from this one, and 7:15, it's that one. Yeah. And it was a daily confirmation. But honestly, managers cried and they would tell me these outrageous stories. And I remember thinking to myself, it can't be this bad. Well, here I am now, you know, back on site. I feel so blessed because I had 2 years out, and the time that I came back, I was so refreshed. You know, I mean, I have not been in COVID the whole time, you know, as an essential on-site employee. I had time out. So I came back so refreshed and just, you know, ready to jump in and hold on. But what I realized is all the restrictions. You know, there's all these new safety restrictions. We're trying to protect our staff from exposure to COVID. You know, in the office, and especially maintenance, you know, COVID precautions at the pool, the way we address our delinquency issues had to change, excuse me, emotional intelligence when dealing with distraught residents, again, financial literacy, we talked about that earlier, you guys, for the residents, that's changed, and time management, it just seems like there's not enough time in the day on site. And that all those primary little changes we just talked about, the biggest one has been the stress level and how we're going to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. That's That's a sobering summary for sure. Like, wow.
Sorry, I talk fast. He's right. I'm passionate.
Yeah, no. But it just really captures the essence. And, you know, you've been in the industry for so long, Kathy. And it's great that people can turn to you because you've got a lot of experience and, you know, kudos to you for being there for industry friends to be able to share. Because Mark and I, yeah, we've heard the same stories, previous guests just sharing the amount of stress that has been there on site and trying to deal with some of the most incredible conditions. So maybe you can elaborate on that for us a little bit, like the stress level and like where, you know.
Sure will.
Yeah, give us some more, please.
So I kept myself very educated when I was a vendor. And I definitely stayed in the loop with the Triangle Apartment Association. I'm the vice chair for the membership committee at AAMC. I'm on a committee for education for NAA. And I kept myself very educated. So I just attended conferences. And so I was in the know when I came back to the property about the moratorium and, you know, and collections, that's changed, all those things. Mm-hmm. That helped. That definitely helped. What I could never have been ready for, so to speak, was the kids are all home from school. All the residents are either working from home or unemployed. And so now you're managing an apartment community where the resident base is all about being in the office and highly critical. And, you know, because they're home more, your work orders are going up because they're all home all the time, right? So your work orders are going up. Now your maintenance guys are in on that. I remember, you know, when COVID first broke out, managers were complaining to me that, you know, the residents were being mean to them and that they couldn't win and they just felt, you know, defeated. And then later on in COVID, they were reporting that it was happening from within their internal staffs, that they were, you know, there was dysfunction within their staffs. But look at what was happening to them. I mean, I get it. We're coming to the end of everything. Here, it's over for us in Durham, July 31st. So, I mean, we'll go into another stage here of how things have changed. But it's also the land of opportunity that, I mean, you've got people in very desperate situations. They can't pay their rent. They're not going to be able to pay their rent. Time's almost up. So we're running into situations with that. There's a trend here in Durham that a lot of the applicants, I mean, literally applicants that come to me, tell me, come into the door to look for an apartment that they're being evicted from somewhere else and they got to find somewhere to go. Wow. I mean, that's a verbalization that's kind of shocked me because if you can't, it's pay and stay or don't go everywhere, right? But they're trying to jump to another apartment community and they don't have the funds to pay their rent.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I've often tried to, you know, picture what that must be like being on site and we know leadership is doing so much. We know NAA and IRM, they've been doing a lot to provide support and provide direction. And it's like again, don't want to be like taking this podcast, this show and turning it into a depressive conversation overall. But I mean, this is just the reality of what's being out there. And yeah, and the effects, even though vaccinations and so on are going up and people are able to do more things, there's still going to be some fallout for quite a long time yet to come, yeah. You know.
Well, forward then, Jonathan, and then let's talk about, like, I feel really blessed to work for Harbor Group because this company is all about company culture, and the three of us know about that, and how we talk to people, how we treat each other, it defines us. I mean, and I'm that property manager that's here to serve. We are going to answer the phones. Every time they ring, we're going to answer the phones. We're going to return emails by the end of the day. I feel really good about where I'm at. It's, I think it's a positive thing that a lot of companies have really, you know, I mean, they have strived to keep their people motivated.
Good.
Yeah. Like today is what, National Apartment On-Site Day?
Yeah.
Right. Look at this floral. This is pretty loud. I'm loud already, but I mean, I'm sipping on this flamingo cup for a reason. We had a huge lunch. We had mango chicken. All of the staffs from my company did. We had barbecue or, you know, some sort of Caribbean tropical something, something going on for lunch. And then we played games and had a squirt gun fight. I told them to watch it. You know, I'm going to get you guys, lock my hair. And, you know, you have to make it fun for your teams. You have to lighten it up. I mean, showing appreciation and care for each other, it's huge.
Yeah.
So,
You know, it's funny that you bring this up. Not funny, but I mean, it's so important that Harbor Group is doing this. I think that's amazing because right now I know that finding talent, retaining your talent is so difficult right now. There are so many management companies that are struggling with hiring maintenance, the service side. They're having to pay sign-on bonuses and the pool is just, it seems so thin right now. And I get it. A lot of people are struggling with the idea of wanting to go back out on site to that, you know, typical 9 to 6, you know, job when they haven't had to do that or they've had flexible opportunities.
Adjustment.
Yeah, it's a huge adjustment. Do you find that maybe this isn't a problem at Harbor Group, but do you find that that's a problem still for the industry or for you guys, like finding the really great talent and then keeping them? How do we keep them in 2021? If we were going to talk about this topic a year or two ago, we might have a different conversation, but I feel like now it seems more difficult even.
Jubal Hub just had a podcast with Kara Rice, who I love, about employee turnover. I saw it. It was wonderful. Watch it. And I love her. And honestly, these are, for me, you know, what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, because I still talk to everybody, is it's the same for everybody. It's maintenance. And now when I came to this property, I was truly, truly lucky. It was an acquisition. The entire team left. I got to bring in my own people, and I've developed long-term relationships. I'm not going to be without maintenance. I mean, I'm really good to my people. Why, Mark? Why, Jonathan? Company culture.
That's right.
How we treat other people defines us. How we treat our residents defines us. So, I mean, I have an all-time amazing team, but I have heard over and over and over again, I mean, these maintenance gurus, let's talk about right now. It's July, 90 degrees outside. I'm sitting in here in the air conditioning talking to you five people, as are all my office staff people. Our maintenance guys are in 90 degree weather. They've learned how to be an electrician. They learned how to be a plumber. Sometimes they're a gardener. Sometimes they're a trash man picking up trash. Sometimes they're HVAC technicians. So they have developed skills over the years working for us. And I think they're getting, once they get to a certain point, they're deciding to, hey, I need a break from this. And they're going to take a break and go into another field. And there's just so much of that. Too much of that. And the story that maintenance guys tell me is that, like, the residents are kind of abusive towards them, or they're quick to say things to them or criticize them, you know, and I think there's a lot of that going on. So what are we going to do to backfill those positions? What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. What I like to do is maintenance apprentices. So, you know, not every kid wants to go to college and get a degree. There are plenty of qualified candidates out there, because what I care about is integrity, mm-hmm. right? And honorability. So if I interview somebody that's got those two qualities and I can see it in their eyes and, you know, they've got great references from Jiffy Lube or, you know, wherever, I'm going to consider them. And then we're going to train them from the bottom up. We're going to train them. You know, we're going to get them underneath of the, I've had a veteran here on this property for 4 years, you know, so My maintenance apprentice is up underneath that gentleman every day, learning everything he can. And then we're going to educate him. We're going to get him EPA certified. We're going to get all those race hill training classes in there. Jonathan, I know that you've got an LMS training sessions coming up or something going on with that. I'd love to hear more about that. So if you get the right people and then you give them the right training, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Oh, amen. I mean, that's, I think that's what, you know, Mark and I eat, live and breathe is training people. And I think Kara even talked about that, didn't she, Mark, went on her show, is like the lack of training and how it contributes to employee turnover. So, I mean, that's just, that's amazing that you would look at what's available, bring in, develop that talent, you know, and a well-trained employee is a happy employee and they, you retain them because of that, right?
Some of the best office people that I've recruited, I met one girl at a Dunkin' Donut. She's a big property manager now, 10 years later. I met another little lady at a pet store. She just had personality plus. The gentleman that I have for my maintenance apprentice, he was a friend's son, didn't want to go to college. Hey, college isn't meant for everybody, you know? So, I mean, there are some great people out there. Are you considering them? Are we looking at the experience as far as hiring maintenance people? Experience shouldn't be the number one, you know. I think people say, oh, we don't have time to train. Well, you better make time to train, right? You better make it.
Well, I mean, Kathy, that's, to me, it's just amazing that you don't walk around life with like the blinders on when it comes to, it's awesome to see that you're one of many in our industry who is just, okay, look, this is someone that would love to be in this position, just to see people and talk to them. That's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. That's what our industry needs more of, is to be able to, because I think our industry is one of those where they're like, what do property management people do? Like, people still don't, they don't really know what's involved. And maybe there's a little bit more national attention on it now because of like the rent moratorium and things along those lines. But that's just, you know, I love you even more for that. Those stories, that's great that you're looking for people and helping them, mentoring them.
Thank you.
So what, I guess you've sort of touched on like what's your personal thing, what you're doing, what Harbor Group is doing, some motivational items. Is there other things that Harbor Group is doing or any other things that you've seen in the past, just especially because this is just, we live in a world of crisis. This is one that we're going through. It's one that we're going to get through. So how do you work with yourself or work with your team to be able to push through that? Like, what are some things that you do, Harbor Group does, maybe to help keep people motivated and keep them focused?
This year, this company had a 3-day virtual managers conference. And the last managers conference that I had attended was with you, Mark Howe, and it was amazing. It was in person. You know, oh my gosh, so animated, so educational, so fun. And that's my key words, so fun. It was really good. And so I was thinking, what's this gonna be like? What's a virtual managers conference gonna be like? And it was wonderful. Both the managers and the supervisors isolated themselves. We got to see a state of the company. A state of the company from the president, and that jump started it. And then we had great speakers, all motivational, and a virtual trade show and an award ceremony. And guess what? They taped it. So later, I could share it with my whole team, especially those motivational sessions. They count. I mean, I carved out time and I let my staff watch that and listen to that, because it's so important. So important to stay positive. And today is apartment on-site Teams Day. you know, like we talked about. And I mean, we've partied like rock stars over an extended lunch and, you know, had a nice meal and played games, squirt gun fights. And I mean, you just do things.
Yeah.
Twice a week, I personally buy my staff lunch. My company's really big into telling people thank you. And you guys, appreciation, it's underrated. Yeah. Just saying, hey, I know what you're going through there. You know, I used to be on site, Kathy. I know what you're going through there. Mm-hmm. I know what you're doing. It counts for something. It matters.
For sure.
We used to talk about cheese and crackers, remember, Mark?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Cheese is sliding off the cracker. Hopefully you've got people there to put it back on.
That's right.
That is so cool. You know, Kathy, it's just, I think some of my takeaways, I don't know, Mark, what you'll have to say, but it feels like not, and often we put this into the context that we need the company, we need leadership to be able to take the lead. And that is true, to help reduce employee turnover, to help motivate our teams. But if we treat each other like family, we all have that obligation. It's like, even within our own household, it's like somebody has a bad day, we do what we have to do to help build that person back up. And it sounds like that's my takeaway. That's what you're doing on a regular basis with your site team, is just continue to look for ways to make the day better, make your team feel better, your residents happier, and so on. So I love that.
Yeah, I was thinking, Kathy, when you were talking, and I know that what you said is true about you. I can totally see you doing this with your teams. You said, you know, once or twice a week, we get together and we do fun things. And I teach a lot that when you're talking about love languages, loving on your internal customer, making sure they're taken care of, how are you doing that? You know, and today we do have this extraordinary challenge because the generations, different people in these generations want different things. And so if you don't get to know what each of your individual employee wants, and I call it making a date with your employees, setting time to have a date. And if you think about what is a date, if you really go back and you think about dating someone, when you're dating someone, what is it that you're trying to do? You're trying to impress them. You're trying to get them to see the best of you, right? And when you put this or plan this date for someone, you're hoping that they are enamored and, you know, taken away by this show of affection. And it's the same principle to me in everything that we should be doing for our coworkers, our employees. I always say, like, set time aside to have a date with your employees, but make sure that they're appreciating this date. You wouldn't like, I go back again thinking, you know, when I was dating and I would ask someone, you know, well, what do you like to do? Where do you want to go? What do you like to eat? You know, what kinds of things are you interested in doing? Like, you want to make sure that whatever you're planning is going to be something they appreciate. So why wouldn't you put that much time right back into your own employees? And I definitely see you doing that for your employees. So
I feel like it is a manager's responsibility to shepherd, train, educate, and assist all the people working for me to the next level. Mm-hmm. I've got a maintenance apprentice that could possibly be a maintenance supervisor next year. I've got an assistant manager who's way past being ready to be a property manager. I've got a leaser that can follow, you know, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
That's right.
And that does take time.
Yeah.
Take time consideration. You know, we spend 8 hours, or some of us more, per day with people we work with. Not that we say we love, like our husbands, our partners, our wives, you know, children. So you better make the most of that time. If I got to spend 8 hours with the staff that I chose, I better be accountable for it to help them get to next levels or help them get past issues that they're having so that we can all enjoy our day every day. You're not going to have good days every day, but that's just a bad day. It's not your life. And this is property management.
Right. So true. Right. Exactly. you know, and just to kind of summarize that, it's nurturing. I was about to ask you, you know, like, what is your, because we typically say, what's your mantra, what's your go-to expression or something along that line. And I think you've answered it. Like, that's your mission in life, is to nurture, you know, nurture people, get them, because we see this huge void in our industry. Yeah. And talent is very difficult to come by. So we all have a responsibility to see that person and not be concerned about, oh, they might take my job. If I train them so well, they might take my job.
I hope they do. And then you can move up too, right? It's unfortunate that some people don't think like that.
Right.
They don't think that way. If you have confidence in yourself, I mean, you just do the right thing. You know, before we had our big lunch, and Michelle, a lady said to me, just do the right thing. You know, everybody in our companies just do the right thing.
Right.
And if you do the right thing, everything's going to be okay.
That's right.
You know? So if we keep that mind frame, everybody wins. And it should be like that. Everybody should win. I don't want to take you down a wrong path here, but there are a lot of property managers that believe themselves the best property manager in the world, but they're so hard on their people. Don't be hard on the people, be hard on the problem.
Right. That's good advice.
Easy on the people, hard on the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, if we've learned anything, replacing the people is very hard to do right now. So I was having this conversation with another client, and I'm like, you know, getting rid of some of these people, maybe we should try retraining them or spending a little more time nurturing them, because the pool is very, very thin right now. So I like that. That's a great tip.
And it's getting thinner. This is not common knowledge, but I mean, I'm a multifamily family. I work in property management. My husband is a maintenance supervisor in property management. My son worked as a vendor, you know, actually the last vendor company that I worked for, and he is now in property management. So I am the first one to tell you, you'll be the first ones to hear it. My husband recently resigned for exactly the reasons we just talked about. You know, you're out in the heat all day. And one of the things that I've learned from being married to a maintenance supervisor, we have a rule: on the way home, you can complain to me all you want. I will complain to you. Once we pull up in that driveway,
it's over.
It's done. Now it's about my favorite dogs, you know, our kids, you know, but you have to have a balance. And again, I mean, my relationships with maintenance people are very strong because that's just our family. Mm-hmm. And they're all saying the same things. I just really hope whoever's watching this, if you're a property manager, you remember what I just said. You're sitting in the air conditioning, drinking waters at a desk. They're not. You know, be very understanding. Gosh, I buy boatloads of water, you know, for these guys. Keep them hydrated.
Yeah.
Ask them, how can I help? You know, the biggest thing any property manager can make with your maintenance staff? Calling them up to the office every 5 minutes. And it's so hard not to, you know?
Oh, this has been amazing. Like, just a great, impactful story. We're happy for you. You know, congratulations being, yes, you know, in the career change. Say hey to all the Harbor Group folks for us, and we appreciate them listening to the show. How can people connect with you, Kathy? How did you, we talked about your website, MrsGameChanger.fun. Any other ways people can connect with you?
MrsGameChanger@outlook.com. You can email me. Anything you see on my website for classes or training, most of it I share. Like, my favorite one is, you know, how to go paperless. That's easy. I can give you everything you need to do that. I've already got it all done. I mean, all you'd have to do is throw your logo on it. Anything I can do to help other property managers or companies, acquisitions, I will be more than happy to do that for you.
That's wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being a repeat guest on Juvo Hub, episode 35.
Thank you.
Mark, How can people connect with you, my friend?
Absolutely. So Howl Creative Concepts is spelled a little differently. It's H-O-W-L creativeconcepts.com. I'm on LinkedIn as Mark Howell, which is H-O-W-L. I'm sorry, H-O-W-E-L-L. Sorry about that. But yeah, please reach out. I am always looking for great topics, great conversations, like with this, Kathy, reconnecting with my old buddy is always such a blast. And I know, Jonathan, I speak for both of us, we are always looking for new topics to discuss on our show. So if you have a topic that you are passionate about, like Kathy, then please reach out to myself or Jonathan. Let us know.
Yes, we would love to have you. No, don't be shy. Podcasts and video casts, they're a lot of fun, especially the way Mark and I roll them out. Nice, easy, fun coffee chat is what we call them. Or cocktails, depending on what time we're recording it.
Maybe. Right.
I don't know. But yeah, thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Please follow us on your favorite podcast stations. Connect with us on YouTube. We're grateful to have you. Thank you for being here. We'll see you on our next episode. Take care, everyone.
Bye, guys.